Welcome to Long-Term Care Radio on Seattle's Cairo Radio. Long-Term Care Radio is brought to you in part by 525 Advisors, your local long-term care experts. Brian Ott is a certified long-term care planning specialist and will show you how to protect the people you love from the financial, physical, and emotional consequences of a long-term care situation. Because of new state and federal laws, there are new and exciting options you need to know about. Now, here's your host, Brian Ott.
And welcome to Long-Term Care Radio, and thanks for tuning in on this Saturday morning. I got to tell you, I am just still kind of a little bit hungover from Retirement Roundtable last weekend. That was so much fun. If you have not seen John Curley and the amount of energy that guy can bring to a room, I tell you, you've got to do it. In fact, I'll tell you a story. I was telling him this. Years ago, back in the 90s, I owned a mortgage company, and we had an office right downtown Kirkland. Well, he was doing Evening Magazine, and he was coming in, and he was out there filming on the street. And I have a partner at the time who we had this office just looked right out over Park Lane, and he opened up the window, and he's yelling out there, "Hey, John Curley," you know, as loud as he can, and just kept interrupting him during his thing. So John finally came up to our office and said, "Look, what's it going to take for me to be able to do my segment? I'll say hi, da, da, da." And he was real fun about it, but I was teasing him about that yesterday, and he's like, "Oh, that was you?" He's like, "That was a long time ago." I was like, "Yeah, that was me." So, anyway, thanks to everybody that came out and saw me out there at Retirement Roundtable. You will see there, that's a big group. That's a way for us to get there and kind of just, whet our appetite a little bit, so to speak, on what we need to start thinking about and how to plan. And so now the next step for you for long-term care planning is come to one of my classes. My classes are going to be a little bit slower paced. We're going to slow things down, talk about things a little bit more in detail. Everybody that comes to my class will get a book, A Guide to Long-Term Care Planning. And that just gives you the next step up to really come in and learn about some of these new options and discuss some numbers. I just don't have time to do all that at the Retirement Roundtable. That's a different type of format. But the class is coming up this Wednesday, actually, on the 16th. That is a 10 a.m. kickoff. That's over in Bellevue. That's our asset-based long-term care class. Now, the asset-based classes are the classes designed for people that are planning on self-funding or self-insuring a long-term care event. So you've worked hard, you've got that, $1 million or more of assets, and you think, "Oh, I should have enough. I can probably just weather the storm and I'll be able to pay for my long-term care event." Folks, I'm going to show you a better way. I mean, absolutely. And if you listen to our radio show and our client of the week, that's what I'm trying to do every week, is show you a better way to do this. Because what we can do with these new plans now is reposition some of that money that you think you've got to set aside and leverage it up and get you some guaranteed benefits that will protect the rest of your assets and the rest of your estate. The problem with self-insuring is you don't know how much money you're going to need. So are you setting aside $200,000, $300,000, $400,000? Whatever that number is, could be a million, you're guessing. You're saying probably. So come to our asset-based class. That's Wednesday the 16th if you're planning on self-insuring. And we're just going to sit down and we're going to go through a lot of different examples and show you how we design these plans and how you can set up a plan that would work for your situation. Now, the following Saturday, that's next Saturday, that's going to be on the 19th. I have a 9 a.m. This is kickoff. This is my regular long-term care planning class. The difference here is I don't go quite as into the asset-based plans as I do on the asset-based class. I still touch on them. You're still going to learn about these new asset-based and hybrid plans, but you're also going to learn about the traditional pay-as-you-go plans and where they would fit in. And so maybe you're a person that doesn't have the $1 million, but you have good income and you still want to get some kind of long-term care insurance protection, you can come to that regular class. But either one of these classes are going to really open your eyes and teach you about some of these new options. And our goal is to start with education. You've already taken the first step by tuning into Long-Term Care Radio, and I appreciate that. Take the next step. Come join us at one of our classes. And again, if you can't make it to a class, go to our website, 525 Long-Term Care. Click the Start Here button. It's in the big green box. That is going to walk you through a lot of the process, because we actually have clients all over the state. We actually have clients all over the country now because of our podcast and because of our website. People can go in and they can start learning at their own pace and then call us and we'll help you design a plan. But again, all that information is available at 525longtermcare.com. And we'd just love to have you sign up for a class and come see us this week. Now, right underneath the sign up on the website, you're going to see Long-Term Care Radio Question of the Week. This is where you can send us a question. I'm going to bring a question in and read it on the air. I used to do this at the last segment of the show, but I'm moving it up to the beginning because what I found is that it really allows me to build a show around and go more in depth and answer this question. And my question this week comes from Andrew over in Bellevue. And Andrew asks, he says, is long-term care plan that pay you back, let me back this up, is a long-term care plan that pays you back more expensive in the long run than a pay-as-you-go plan or a traditional plan is what he's talking about? So, Andrew, this is just a great question because, you know, everybody will look at this and we're all smart enough to know you don't get something for nothing. So you hear about these new plans, win, lose, or draw. I'm going to get my money back. I'm going to, you know, there's all these features and it sounds too good to be true. I have people in my class say it just sounds too good to be true. Well, the truth is if I know I'm going into a long-term care situation and I know when I'm going into a long-term care situation, we can budget around that. And in almost all cases, a traditional pay-as-you-go plan would be the least expensive way to fund that event. And that's because the premiums stop once I go on claim. The problem is we don't know. We don't have that information. So the downside with the traditional plan is that we don't know how much money we're going to put into that plan. And we don't know when we're going to go on claim and we don't know the magnitude of it. But that is such a great question. I'm going to really spend some time today. We're going to take a look at traditional long-term care plans, and we're going to compare that to these new programs, which are called asset-based or hybrid or linked benefits. And again, both of them do the same thing at the end of the day. They provide us a tax-free stream of income to pay for care when our health is compromised, but there's two distinct different ways of going into this and why we would design one, and there's pros and cons to both. So stick around. I'm going to take a quick break here, and when we come back to Long-Term Care Radio, we'll jump into the difference between the asset-based and traditional. We'll be right back.
Many people with near or over $1 million in assets will mistakenly pay more in taxes in a long-term care situation than it would have cost them to set up an insurance plan to pay for the care needed. Learn more by attending Brian's free asset-based class. Sign up now at 525longtermcare.com.
Sometimes big events in your life all of a sudden cause you to wake up and realize you should start planning for the future. I lost my dad a little over a year ago to cancer, and I remember thinking to myself, I should probably have a will or trust. So I called Rick Gregorek. Now, the reason I called Rick Gregorek is because I've been listening to him on Cairo Radio on Sunday mornings, and the guy is an absolute expert. I sat down with him. I explained my situation. He walked me through all the different variables, whether it was a trust or charitable trust, real estate, taxes. It was so complicated. I was so glad I had Rick right there to walk me through the whole process. So be proactive. Take control of your life right now. Go meet with Rick Gregorek and schedule a complimentary consultation at yourpartnerinlaw.com. You can also listen to Rick's show like I do, Your Partner in Law, every Sunday morning at 9 on Cairo and KTTH. Schedule a meeting with my estate planner, Rick Gregorek, at yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Steve saw his parents not invest in long-term care coverage until it was too late. His mom was able to qualify, but his dad was not. Story Monson with Steve. And Steve, your family's experience caused you to do quite a bit of research. I know you met with several companies. Tell me about that first meeting with Brian and 525 Advisors.
I did not feel like I was talking to a salesperson. I did not feel any pressure to buy anything. And it seemed like they were very nice.
In comparison to those other guys in the industry that you had met with, you thought that Brian was just set apart?
Just way apart. You know, personable, knowledgeable, friendly, no pressure, just, you know, felt like, you know, I was, you know, almost like a friend.
You know, that was the reaction from my wife and me, too, because, you know, the name of his company is 525 Advisors, and I just felt like we were getting good, solid advice rather than being pitched a product.
You know, people just, they don't get long-term care insurance. They don't get it. My mom is at the point where she needs assisted living. And she's so thankful that she made the decision to buy and keep her long-term care policy.
So, yeah, well, that's great. Yeah, great testimonial. Yeah. So to sum it up, Steve, what's your advice to anyone thinking about long-term care coverage?
My advice would be go ahead and talk to whoever you want to talk to, but make sure you talk to Brian Ott and my kids. I said, hey, you know, you guys, things are taken care of. You don't have to deal with all these decisions when you're in a crisis situation. So,
amen.
I'm very excited about my experience with them and sharing it with you.
Well, that is awesome, Steve. Find out if long-term care is a good option for your family. Attend one of Brian's upcoming classes. That's how my wife and I got started, and you will learn so much. Seating is limited. Register now at 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
Are you confused about the best way to protect your family and savings? Get answers now by listening to Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott, certified long-term care planning specialist with 525 Advisors.
And welcome back to Long-Term Care Radio. I can't believe it's halfway through October already. Time is just flying by. But again, you heard some of the ads. We got a couple classes coming up. I've got one this Wednesday at 10 a.m. That's an asset-based class. It runs about 10 to 12. And then another class on Saturday, the 19th at 9 a.m. And that's it for October. Then we're rolling into November and Thanksgiving and then December and Christmas. And holy cow, the time just seems to go right by. Today, I want to spend some time talking about traditional long-term care plans compared to asset-based. I will tell you that right now, the overwhelming majority of the business that we do are these new plans, the asset-based plans you hear the ads for. These plans pay you back, win, lose, or draw. However, that being said, traditional plans still have a good place out there, and there's a lot of times where a traditional plan makes the most sense. And so Andrew from Bellevue was just asking, hey, am I automatically paying more if I go to an asset-based class? That was the question he had, or go to an asset-based plan. That's not necessarily true. However, it could be. And so what I want to do is just spend some time, and I want to start off by just explaining, number one, the difference between the types of plans that are available. So a traditional plan, this is the type of plan that my mother has. This is the type of plan that my grandmother has. I actually have a traditional long-term care plan for myself and my wife in force today, right now, that I took out in my 40s. What a traditional plan does is think of it as your homeowner's insurance. You'll remember a couple weeks ago, I was talking about picturing long-term care insurance as a bucket of money. However, I'm going to decide how big that bucket is and how fast I can pull money out of that bucket. So I design my long-term care plan, and then I'm going to pay a premium. And that premium is going to be based on my age and the size of the bucket of money that I got. That premium I'm going to pay every year, and that's going to keep my insurance in force. So it works like your homeowner's insurance. As long as you're paying that premium, guess what? You've got long-term care protection. Here's the thing you need to know about long-term care insurance. On a traditional plan, I'm paying over time. However, once I trigger my claim, so once my health is compromised, whether it's a cognitive issue or whether it's a physical impairment, I am going to stop making my annual premiums, meaning waiver of premium is what they call it, meaning I do not pay for the premiums anymore. I start getting my benefit. So the thing about traditional plans is they can be the cheapest way to fund a long-term care event. Because imagine I take my policy out today. I walk out on the street, the King County bus that was left in neutral comes rolling down the hill and runs me over and breaks my back and I'm paralyzed and now I'm in a long-term care situation. I'm not paying my premiums anymore. I am now going to start receiving my benefits. So if I had a plan that said paid me $6,000 a month for 5 years, I would start getting my $6,000 coming in. So that's how a traditional plan works. However, the flip side is you pay your premiums until you go on claim. So my problem I have with my plan, I took out in my 40s. What if I live into my 90s? Well, I've got to pay those premiums every year until I'm 90. That can be budgeted out, except there's one major flaw with traditional plans, and that is that they are treated like medical insurance as far as the rates can be raised. They can't be raised on you individually or me individually, but as a group. So on a traditional long-term care plan, the rates are not guaranteed. And this is what has been a problem for the traditional plans. And I want to take you back in history just a quick second. So 1974 is when the first traditional plan came out. When we roll into, say, 1998, 2000, right around there, there were over 125 companies that offered traditional long-term care insurance plans. Today, in the state of Washington, in fact, nationally, we are down to less than 10 companies that offer traditional plans. I mean, just recently, we've had some of the biggest carriers get out of the business. Genworth no longer sells new policies. John Hancock no longer sells new policies. Prudential no longer sells new policies. Now, the people that bought insurance plans with those companies, they're still good, but they're not offering these plans anymore. And a lot of the reason why is because interest rates have gone down, 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 down. And every time you pay one of these premium payments for an insurance plan, that money goes into a cash reserve situation. So it's there to pay the claims down the road. The problem is a lot of the actuaries, when they wrote these plans back in the 90s and the 2000s, they were expecting to get, you know, maybe 4% or 5% return on that money, meaning that money's going to double every 15 years. They could then figure out, okay, this is kind of how much we would have to charge on premium based on life expectancy, based on what our actuary tables tell us as far as the average length of a claim, and they set their pricing. What's happened is everything has kind of come unwound because interest rates have gone straight down. So instead of getting 4%, they're getting 1.5% or 2% on their money. And the biggest problem they're seeing, we're living longer. Medical advances, things that were killing us in the 70s and 80s and 90s, we're living right through. Strokes, heart attacks, things like that. But it's putting us in a situation for long-term care. So the average claim has gone from little under 3 years to a little over 4 years, and it's predicted to hit 5 years here pretty soon. So keep in mind that on a traditional pay-as-you-go plan, one of the biggest problems out there is that you cannot be certain that the payments are going to remain level. Now, that being said, the states have put a lot of pressure on the insurance companies to reel in these rate increases and to price accordingly. So the plans we're taking out today are already priced higher than what it would have been 10 years ago. Now, another thing I want you to know about a traditional plan is there are some advantages to paying for a traditional plan. If you're a C corporation, you can write off 100% of the premiums. They're tax deductible. The benefit still comes back tax-free. If I'm an S corporation or a small business owner, the IRS allows me to deduct a certain amount of that premium every year based on my age. And so it's grouped. Like if you're 40 to 50, 50 to 60, over 60, they're going to have different segments, and that amount changes a little bit. So there are some tax advantages if you're a business owner, or if you're an employee, you can take a traditional plan and you can deduct some of that premium, or you can pay for some of that premium. If you have a health savings account, you can take a portion of that and pay for it. So there are some tax deductibility options on that. The other great thing about traditional plans that I absolutely love is if you have a smaller estate, the traditional pay-as-you-go plans qualify for the state partnership program. And quite frankly, the state partnership program is just a way to reward you for having long-term care insurance. And it says this: if you have a long-term care insurance plan, so think of that bucket of money. Now, I use all that bucket of money. Let's just say it's $300,000 of long-term care insurance, and I go through all that over 3 or 4 years. It doesn't matter, but I drain all the benefits out of my long-term care plan, so I don't have any more long-term care insurance coming in. I can now go and apply for help for Medicaid, and Medicaid says, look, as an individual in Washington State, you've got to spend your assets down to $2,000 before we're going to start paying for care. Well, if you had a long-term care plan that paid out, they would say, we will allow you to keep a dollar of your assets for every dollar that the insurance company paid out on your behalf. So now I can qualify for Medicaid in my example. And since my long-term care insurance paid out $300,000, I get the $2,000 that everybody else gets to keep, and I get to keep another $300,000 of my assets. So it allows me to end up on Medicaid without being completely busted or broke. So that's one of the advantages of a traditional plan. And there's a wide variety of ways to pay for these plans, either monthly or quarterly or annually. And I actually even have a traditional plan that can be paid up in 10 years. So there are some benefits to traditional plans, and we still use those. The biggest downside is, again, the rates are not guaranteed level. You don't know how much you're going to pay into the plan if you're on a continuous pay, because you have to pay until you actually trigger a claim. And if you never trigger that claim, there's no cash value to the plan. There's no return of premium. There are some companies that will allow you to put a rider on that says, I can get some of that money back if I don't use it. But we never do that because that doubles or triples the cost of the plan. You don't get any more long-term care insurance. So you're better off just putting that money into your savings or investments because you'll have more money both ways. But that's how a traditional plan works. It's been around for, you know, since 1974. Pay your premium. My health is compromised. I'm going to get benefits. And folks, these plans do pay out. Remember, 7 out of 10 people trigger and end up in a long-term care event. So they're going to trigger their policy and they're going to get benefits back out of that. Now, let's compare that to these new plans out there. So the original question from Andrew said, is a long-term care plan that pays you back more expensive than a traditional? Well, it can be, but it doesn't have to be, because here's the thing about asset-based plans or linked benefits. They're all the same program. They're just different names. Number one, there's some value in the plan. We were talking about this 2 weeks ago, so you can go back and get the podcast and listen to that. There's value in the plans. They pay you back win, lose, or draw, meaning if I win and I die and I never end up in long-term care, there's some assets that go back to my estate. If I lose and I end up in a long-term care situation, I can have a long-term care tax-free stream of income coming in for up to an unlimited lifetime benefit. And if I need to cancel my plan down the road, whether it's due to divorce or business failure or something else, there's going to be some value in that plan. So win, lose, or draw, there's some value in the plan. Wide way of variety of ways that we can fund an asset-based plan as well, too. We can do it with a single deposit. We can do it with ongoing payments. We can do it with ongoing payments for a limited amount of time, which is the way I set up my asset-based plan. So I have a traditional that I took out in my 40s. I recently took out an asset-based that I'm going to have paid up in 10 years. So I will make 10 level payments. I can do a combination of those two. It's deposit and say 10 payments or 20 payments. I can spread that out. But here's the thing you need to know. Whatever payments I set up, the payments are guaranteed level. Remember, the traditional plans, they're not guaranteed level, but on an asset base, those plans are guaranteed level plan payments. So it's like a mortgage. We can budget for it because we know exactly that the payment today is going to be the same 8 years down the road. And you can get cash benefits on these plans, which means once I go on claim, if my benefit is $6,000 a month, I can get a cash benefit, which does not require receipts. That means I can get $6,000 and I can use that to hire a family member. Where a traditional plan is going to be what we call a reimbursement plan, which says, you know, the caretakers are coming into your home. They're going to give you a receipt. They're going to send a copy to the insurance company. The insurance company will actually reimburse you up to your limit. A cash benefit plan is available on Asset Base. Asset Base also has the reimbursement plans. So there's a lot of advantages to asset-based plans, which make them very attractive to a lot of people. Here's some of the downsides. It takes money to get into an asset-based plan, meaning you're probably going to put more money into the plan. Even if I'm doing a continuous pay, those premiums are probably going to be higher than a comparable traditional plan right out of the gate. The difference is the premiums are guaranteed level, and in most of our examples, we have a limited pay option for 12 years or 10 years or something along those effects. The other thing that you got to keep in mind is they currently aren't approved for the state partnership program, which means if you have that asset-based plan and you use your entire benefit, you're back to having to fund your own. You can apply for Medicaid and keep assets. They will probably change that in the future, but right now they're not. However, that being said, the vast majority of our asset-based plans that we work with, a lot of them have lifetime benefits, so you never run out. So again, traditional and asset-based, two distinct different ways to get plans. I'm going to head into my next break, but stick around because when I come back, I have a client of the week, and I'm going to show you how an asset-based stands up to a traditional plan. We'll be right back.
Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott, providing valuable insight to protect you in the event of an extended healthcare situation. Learn more by attending one of Brian's free classes this month. Sign up now at 525longtermcare.com. 525longtermcare.com.
A lot of people with near or over $1 million in assets will mistakenly pay more in taxes in a long-term care situation than what it would have cost them to set up an insurance plan to pay for the care needed. Due to recent changes in the Pension Protection Act, these new asset-based plans guarantee a tax-free benefit for long-term care and pay your estate back with interest if you never use it. But most importantly, it's about having a plan. All your kids have to do is carry out your wishes, and you're not a burden on them. That's why I love the advice my wife and I got from Brian Ott and 525 Advisors. Brian has an asset-based class Wednesday, October 16th in Bellevue. This class is aimed at individuals and couples who have accumulated close to or more than $1 million in assets and may be considering self-funding long-term care costs in the future. Learn why that's not the best idea. Seating will be limited for the special asset-based class October 16th in Bellevue, so reserve your spot right now, 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
My dad would always say the three worst words in the English language were shoulda, coulda, and woulda. So many people with retirement right around the corner or in the middle of it have the shoulda, coulda, wouldas facing them. They're not proactive. You didn't take care of the will. You didn't take care of the trust. They didn't do what was needed to do when it came to real estate and taxes. So right now, let's avoid the shoulda, coulda, wouldas and call Rick Gregorick. Rick Gregorick is my estate planner. I sat down with Rick, explained my situation. He walked me through all the different variables, whether it was a trust or a charitable trust, real estate or taxes. It is so complicated. You've got to rely on an expert like Rick, who is so kind and knowledgeable about all of it. So be proactive. Take control of your life now. You can schedule a complimentary consultation at yourpartnerinlaw.com. You can also listen to Rick's show, Your Partner in Law, every Sunday morning at 9 on Cairo and KTTH. Your Partner in Law with Rick Gregorick, my estate planner, yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Staying in control of your care options is a better alternative than letting the government decide for you. Welcome back to Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott, certified long-term care planning specialist with 525 Advisors.
And welcome back to Long-Term Care Radio, and thanks again for tuning in on this Saturday. We are talking today about traditional plans versus asset-based plans. And I want to just let you know that there is still a place for both of these options out there. If we look at it nationally, about 80% of the money that's going into these long-term care plans today are going into these hybrid or asset-based plans. These are plans that are going to pay us back one way or the other. However, that being said, there still is a place for traditional plans. And part of what I do when I design a plan for somebody is I want to know a little bit about you. I want to know a little bit about your situation. The great thing about traditional plans is we can deduct the premium. If you're a business owner, for instance, you're a C corporation, you can deduct 100% of that premium and the benefits still come back to you tax-free. So there's some advantages to that. However, the asset-based plans have the ability to pay you back if you don't use them. So what we have to do is kind of balance out what's important and how's it working, what's the most efficient way to fund a plan. And this is a point in the show where I come in at the bottom of the hour and I do a client of the week. And this is an example of somebody that we helped out. And this week I have Elizabeth, who is 52 years old. She really wanted to look into long-term care insurance. She had seen it in her family. She was well aware of long-term care events and how costly they can be. But she wasn't really sure how to set up a plan. And she said, look, she's still working. She has a daughter and a brand new granddaughter. So she's just getting into that stage of her life. Her home was paid for and she was planning on working till 65. So part of the struggle she had is, do I set up a traditional plan? I mean, the premiums are less. I could pay for a traditional plan now. I don't have any problem with that. But the downside is, how long is she going to pay into that plan? Again, you pay into a traditional plan until you trigger that claim, so to speak. Now, if we look at asset-based plans, and you hear some of these examples, people walking in with $200,000, $300,000, she's like, I don't really have that kind of money that I want to put into a plan right now, so I don't know if asset-based plans will work. But I do like all the benefits that they provide. So we just really sat down with Elizabeth, and we went through her situation and talked a little bit about her goals, about what she wants to do, about, you know, what would be the ideal way to pay for a plan. If you were going to put a plan in place, what would you really like to do? And one of the things that she really liked was the idea that her money wasn't wasted, but at the same sense, she didn't want to, you know, have a big chunk of money to put in up front, but she also didn't want to make payments until her 80s and 90s if she stayed healthy. So what we did is we compared a hybrid-based plan. And remember, these asset-based and hybrid plans, I can pay in a lump sum, I can pay over time, I can do any kind of combination. And we looked at that versus a traditional plan. And what she ended up settling on was a pay-as-you-go hybrid plan that has a limited pay option. And this plan, remember, she's 52, this particular carrier has a plan that says, look, when you turn 65, it's called paid up at 65. So that means my plan is fully paid up. And she's fine with that because she's like, this is great. I am working. I know I have the cash flow. I can afford the payments. And then at age 65, when I retire, I have a fully paid up long-term care plan. Now, the other great thing about this is, remember, we're talking about asset-based versus traditional. And a couple weeks ago, I was talking about how life insurance plays a part on some of these asset-based plans. This particular plan that we designed for her is going to have a death benefit attached to it as well, too. However, she is going to make payments over time, and those payments are going to fund the long-term care and the death benefit plan together. So this is what we did. She's going to actually make a series of payments, $12,000 a year. It's $12,065 a year until she's age 65. So that's going to be a total of 13 payments that Elizabeth is going to make. That's going to mean that she's going to put a total of $156,000 into her plan. Now, what she gets out of that plan is she gets $5,000 a month of benefit with a 3% compound inflation rider that's going to pay her a benefit for a minimum of 6 years. So initially, she starts out today, she has $388,000 of long-term care protection. But if she goes out 20 years, she's got $680,000, which is, you know, she's only 72 at that point. So you go out 30 years, now she's 82, she's got $900,000 of long-term care. And let's take her out to 87. She's got $1 million of long-term care insurance protection that she can pull out at $13,600 a month. Now, all of this was funded over those initial 13 payments. So this is a limited pay, what we call paid up at 65. The wonderful thing about this plan also is if she goes out, let's take her out here to 87 again, and she uses all of her long-term care. So she uses $1 million of long-term care insurance, and then she passes away. The estate is still going to get $24,000 paid back. That's a guaranteed minimum benefit back to the estate. Now, remember, she only put $156,000 into it. So she could use $1 million of long-term care and still get $24,000 paid back to the estate for the, you know, we call it the funeral fund, so to speak. Now, that's not what we got it for, was the death benefit by any means. We got it for that long-term care benefit. What's unique about this particular plan that Elizabeth has is it pays a cash benefit. So remember, I was talking about this in the past. We have a reimbursement which says I turn my receipts in and the company reimburses me. We have cash benefit options. Cash benefit options simply say, look, here's your policy. You triggered it. We're going to start sending you a check every month. So if she's, you know, 90, she's going to, or 87, she's going to get $13,000 every month for 6 years. Now, the wonderful thing about a cash benefit is I think it buys a little bit more long-term care protection than just a reimbursement plan. And what I mean by that is if I've got to hire a home health care agency, they are going to pay their workers. And that worker, they might charge you $28 an hour, but that worker's probably only getting $15 or $16 an hour of that because the rest is going to the company. If I have a cash benefit, I could maybe go out and hire my own health care worker for $15 or $20 an hour, and that's going to stretch that long-term care benefit a little bit. So that's why I kind of an average policy that I will start somebody out in this situation, maybe closer to $6,000. But if it's a cash benefit, I'm going to take advantage of that and maybe lower that down so that she can put less money in and still have a very meaningful benefit. Now, here's the thing that I really like about this particular plan. There's lots of ancillary benefits. Remember, Elizabeth is still working. What if she goes out and she dies in an accident a year down the road? Well, what's going to happen is her estate's going to get $120,000 tax-free. That's you know, going right to her daughter and to her granddaughter. Now, the other thing is, once she gets to the year 65, where she has this plan all paid up, that death benefit will have grown to $156,000, where it's going to stay. So that just means that she's guaranteed to get 100% of her money back should she die and not use it for long-term care. And again, that's going to go back to her kids. She's already got her estate plan worked out. She knows what she wants to happen on that. And the one thing I like about this is that the cash value on this plan too, what if she changes her mind or something changes down the road? Well, when she's got this plan paid up, she's put $156,000 into it. If she cancels her plan and she walks away, she gets $156,000 back. So again, win, lose, or draw, she's guaranteed to get at least the same amount of money that she put into this plan. So that's what's nice about these asset-based or hybrid plans. We can limit the amount of money we're putting in. We have a finite amount of money putting in, but we're guaranteed to get that money back. The other thing I forgot to mention is one of the big things for Elizabeth, she was very close to her daughter, and they had already talked about possibly living together when her mom retired and she would age with them, and her daughter's all about that. And there's a lot of families that are like that. Well, because this is a cash benefit, now Elizabeth has the money that she can pay a family member. She can contribute that to her daughter if her daughter is stepping into that caregiver role. Where if I have a reimbursement plan, the daughter would have to go get licensed and claim that as income. So it gives us a lot of flexibility. But if she ends up moving to an assisted living facility, or she ends up staying in her own home and bringing in the caregivers, that's fine too. The plan will pay for that care. So that's what's wonderful about the cash benefit plans. So that being said, that's an asset-based limited pay option. Elizabeth has a finite amount of money she's going to put in. She's guaranteed to get all of her money back. She's got meaningful benefit. It's cash. Let's look at what we do if we go to a traditional plan. If I go back into a traditional plan that will give her the exact same benefit, $5,000 a month for 6 years of coverage, she would have to pay $6,068 a year in premium. Now, that's a lot less than the $12,000 premium that she's currently paying, right? It's half as much. But here's the problem. With a traditional plan, there is no stop. There's no limit on that. So if she remains healthy after 25 years, she is assuming the premium stay level, she's going to put the same amount of money in 25 years. And she's only going to be 77 years old. So that's very likely. So she's got to sit there and say, am I willing to put more money in over a longer period of time? Or would I rather just put these pay higher premiums initially for a limited amount of time and have a finite amount of money that's going in? Folks, this is a key distinction between asset-based and traditional plans. If Elizabeth goes on claim 2 years down the road, the traditional plan made a lot of sense. However, you know, she's got to weigh those options. She's healthy and she's most likely not going to go on claim in 2 years. And also down the road, 25, 30 years, what happens if she only goes on claim for a year? What happens if she never uses her policy at all? Well, on a traditional plan, it was just she paid all those premiums, right? She's put that $150,000+ into the plan, but there's nothing coming back. That's why so many people out there will compare these side by side and they will look at it and they will say, gosh, you know what? I really do like the benefits of the asset base or the hybrid. And there's a lot of different ways you can fund these plans. You can do it in 10 years. You can do it in 20 years. You can do a paid up at 65 plan like this, which worked out really well for Elizabeth since she was 52. But you're guaranteed to get some of that money back. So if you have the cash flow and you have the ability to pay that little bit higher premium in a shorter amount of time, you're guaranteed to get a lot of benefits that I just can't offer you on a traditional plan. That doesn't mean traditional plans don't have a place. You just have to be willing to accept that. And some people do. Some people say it's just insurance. I don't care if I don't get the money back. I'll pay those smaller premiums until I need it. So that is just a great example of really comparing traditional plan to an asset-based plan. Again, we work with both. I don't know which one's right for you. What we have to do is look at your situation and figure that out. But stick around. We're going to come back. I'm going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to Long-Term Care Radio.
Due to recent changes in the Pension Protection Act, new asset-based plans guarantee a tax-free benefit for long-term care and pay you back with interest if you never use it. Learn more and sign up for one of Brian's free classes at 525longtermcare.com.
Hey, it's Story Monson with Brian Ott from 525 Advisors and host of Long-Term Care Radio. And Brian, here's another great question from a listener. What happens if the premiums get too expensive and I can't afford my long-term care insurance?
Dory, this is one of the biggest concerns people have that are considering long-term care planning. It seems like everyone who has had a long-term care insurance plan in the past has faced a premium increase along the way. But the truth is, things have changed over the last few years, and now we have plans with guaranteed level payments. We also have plans with single payments and limited pay options, so you don't have to continue making payments into your plan forever. If you have a question for me, send it to me at 525longtermcare.com. You can also learn about new programs that pay you back if you never use your plan, and you can sign up for one of my free upcoming classes. And don't forget to join me every Saturday morning here on Cairo for Long-Term Care Radio.
Brian does have a few classes coming up this month. Seats are limited, so sign up now. You'll get a free copy of Brian's book, too. Go to 525longtermcare.com, 525longtermcare.com.
Sometimes big events in your life all of a sudden cause you to wake up and realize you should start planning for the future. I lost my dad a little over a year ago to cancer, and I remember thinking to myself, I should probably have a will or trust. So I called Rick Gregorek. Now, the reason I called Rick Gregorek is because I've been listening to him on Cairo Radio on Sunday mornings, and the guy is an absolute expert. I sat down with him. I explained my situation. He walked me through all the different variables, whether it was a trust or charitable trust, real estate, taxes. It was so complicated. I was so glad I had Rick right there to walk me through the whole process. So be proactive. Take control of your life right now. Go meet with Rick Gregorek and schedule a complimentary consultation at yourpartnerinlaw.com. You can also listen to Rick's show like I do, Your Partner in Law, every Sunday morning at 9 on Cairo and KTTH. Schedule a meeting with my estate planner, Rick Gregorek, at yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Hey, it's Story Monson with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital and host of Know Your Risk Radio. And Zach, I know Bulwark Capital's built on risk management. Explain that to me.
Most advisors are trying to do the right thing by increasing their clients' allocation to bonds as they get older. But thanks to record low rates, a lot of investors have paid more in fees over the past 8 years than they've actually made in their bond portfolios.
Well, that math just doesn't add up.
Dory, that's where our bond replacement strategy comes in. It goes up with a rising stock market, yet it's insured against loss in a falling market while not having any management fees.
And Zach has all these strategies in his brand new version of Common Sense Investing. Give him a call. Get your free copy. Call 866-779-RISK. That's 866-779-RISK. Or go to knowyourriskradio.com.
Investment advice cannot be given without a client service agreement in place where the firm is licensed to conduct business. Bulwark Capital Management is a DBA of Clear Creek Financial Management, registered investment advisor.
This is Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott. Staying in control of your care options is a better alternative than letting the government decide for you. Long-Term Care Radio is brought to you in part by 525 Advisors, your local long-term care experts.
And thanks again for tuning in to Long-Term Care Radio. Just going to finish up our last segment here on the Saturday morning. And then get out there and get some chores done. I've got a couple classes coming up this week, believe it or not. We're looking at Wednesday, the 16th at 10 a.m. That is an asset-based class. Again, this is a class that is really designed for those people that are planning on self-insuring. And we're going to cover everything from big lump sum plans to plans like we just talked about here on the Client of the Week with Elizabeth, where you can pay in over time and still get the benefits of long-term care insurance, but have a guarantee that you're going to get paid back either way, whether you use the plans or not. And these are just really, really great plans. And one thing I forgot to mention that I want to touch on, when we're looking at, like, the client of the week, Elizabeth is looking at an asset-based type of plan that she can pay into over time or just a traditional plan that has no cash value to it. One of the things that we really have to consider on this is the underwriting, meaning what is your health like right now? Elizabeth was healthy enough, she could do either or. So that's why we were able to compare that. Keep in mind that because traditional plans, you're just inching that money in over time and you go on claim, you don't pay any more premiums. The insurance company has a little bit more risk. So they're going to underwrite you a little bit more thoroughly and really look at your health. Now, the asset-based plans, really what you're doing is, like in Elizabeth's case, she's putting, you know, basically twice the premium in for a shorter amount of time, but she's putting more money in sooner. The company has that money to work with. And you can imagine some of the asset-based plans, like I have 80-year-olds that will come in and they'll just drop one big chunk of money in because the insurance company basically has your money. So that's the self-insuring part. And that's what we're talking about in this asset-based class. If you're planning on self-insuring, you say, well, I'm going to use $200,000 over here in the CD. Well, we might come over and deposit that with an insurance company. You still have your $200,000, but now maybe you have $600,000 of long-term care benefits tax-free, or maybe you have an unlimited lifetime benefit of long-term care. So that's why we do that. So again, the asset base is just a little bit easier to underwrite. That's our class coming up on the 16th, again, at 10 a.m. And then that's this Wednesday. And then next Saturday, we have a class on the 19th. That's a 9 a.m. kickoff class. That's our regular long-term care planning class. We do that every month. You're still going to learn about asset-based plans. You're still going to learn about the hybrid plans, but you're going to learn about traditional plans. We're going to spend a little bit more time talking about traditional plans in the state partnership program. So that's really what distinguishes those two. But if you're in the group or I'm probably just going to self-insure, come to the asset-based class. If you're thinking, well, I have maybe a smaller estate and I might want to consider an asset base or a traditional plan, come to the regular class, you know, and even if you are, can't make the asset based class on Wednesday, you're still going to learn about those programs on Saturday and you'll still get the same book. So again, all that information is available at 525longtermcare.com. And I got to tell you what, I got to learn how to spice up my class after being at Retirement Roundtable because Curly just makes me look like a professor. So I'm going to have to spice it up a little bit. But yeah, my classes are a little bit more thorough than what we can do at the roundtable. So, but okay, so let's talk about, I've got, you know, all these things running around out there from questions that people ask me. And one of the things that we run into all the time is how does, you know, insurance play together? If you look at some of these big insurance companies, they have a wide variety of products that they will offer to their clients. Disability insurance, life insurance, long-term care insurance, annuities. And a lot of people will ask me, because some of our long-term care plans will have an annuity component to it, to mean to return that money back to the estate. Most of them will have a life insurance, but there are some out there that have annuities. And I think what's really interesting is there's a lot of companies out there that are trying to offer these annuities and say, oh, you can use this as long-term care insurance too if you end up in a nursing home. Well, I just want to touch on that because I think there's a lot of people that have their eyes just glaze over when you start talking about annuities, because annuities is just a term that is used for a lot of different products. Simply put, an annuity, your Social Security is an annuity. An annuity, really, the basic definition is a series of payments. So the idea is like, I'm going to get an annuity. I'm going to, you know, I'm putting all this money into the Social Security, paying my taxes every year. And then when I retire, I start getting these payments back. Now, the advantage of an annuity is that it's going to last forever in most cases, right? I'm just going to keep getting these, what they call lifetime annuities. So I can go out and get an annuity where I walk to the insurance company and I say, hey, here's $100,000. And they'll say, okay, here's X amount of dollars, you know, $400 a month for the rest of your life or whatever the number is. The reason why we do that is because we want that guarantee that we'll never run out of that money. Now, that being said, there's also what we call deferred annuities, where a deferred annuity is simply like a CD. Think about it. I go in and I put $10,000 in a CD. It grows at interest rate. And at the end of 5 years, I take that money out. A deferred annuity is the same thing. I can go deposit $10,000. I can grow that. And at the end of those 5 years, I can roll it over to another annuity or I can take it out. The difference is on a deferred annuity, I'm not paying tax along the way. On a CD, I get a 1099-I, which tells you how much interest you earn that year. And you have to pay tax on that. You have to claim it as income. Deferred annuities work kind of like a retirement plan in the sense that I'm going to earn that interest. It's at a guaranteed rate, but what's going to happen is I'm not going to pay interest until I actually take the money out of that plan. So it's deferred growth. So that is a deferred annuity. Now, you also have fixed and indexed annuities. Like a fixed index annuity is going to maybe give you a portion of the upside of the market, but it's going to protect you from the downside. And then lastly out there, you have variable annuities, which are supposed to kind of mimic the stock market. I rarely recommend a variable annuity. Very few people do because of the expenses. If you're going to have your money in the stock market and you can suffer losses and take gains, just have it in the stock market. It's a much more efficient way to do that. But the reason why I'm talking about annuities, because if I have any kind of annuity product, what the Pension Protection Act did is it said, look, I can take that annuity and I can take all the growth that I've had over the years and I can transfer it into through a 1035 exchange into an asset-based long-term care plan and I can pull out all the money tax-free. So imagine this. I put $100,000 in when I'm 50. When I am 65, I've got $200,000 in my annuity now. So I earned my 5% for 15 years. That doubled. Now, if I go to pull that money out to pay for long-term care or buy a car or a house or a boat or anything, I've got to pay tax on that $100,000 of gain. So it's what they call first in, last out. So that means that the first money that I'm going to take out is the last money in there. So I've got to pay tax on that first $100,000, taxed as income. What the Pension Protection Act allowed us to do is say, look, let's move that money over to a long-term care plan. Now all of that money comes out tax-free. So I put 100 in. I have 200 in. I get to pull all of it out tax-free for long-term care. But it gets even better than that. This is the Babe Ruth, or what I call the home run for the Pension Protection Act. I take that same $200,000 of value, and remember, I only put $100,000 into the plan 15 years ago. It's worth $200,000. I can move it into a long-term care contract, and if I'm healthy enough, meaning my health is still pretty decent, I can turn that into $600,000 of long-term care insurance. And again, all of it is tax-free. So think about what you've done in that situation. You've taken $100,000 and you have turned it into $600,000 of tax-free income to pay for long-term care. So if you have any type of annuity out there, you may already have a long-term care plan. You just don't know it. What you need to do is find out, is like, can we reposition that money? Because even if you don't get the leverage, you get all the growth comes out tax-free and you don't have to claim it as income. So it doesn't affect your adjusted gross income. So lots of stuff, lots to learn. Again, all of our information is available on our website at 525longtermcare.com. Again, 525longtermcare.com. Our contact information is there. If you have any questions, reach out. We're in the office Monday through Friday. We appreciate everybody tuning in, and we will be back next week with another new show. Thanks so much.
Thanks for listening to Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott. Event info, planning resources, and long-term care radio podcasts can all be found at 525longtermcare.com. To schedule an appointment with Brian Ott, call 425-748-8188. That's 425-748-8188. For more information on the show or to sign up for a free long-term care planning class, visit 525longtermcare.com. Tune in next Saturday morning at 7 to Long-Term Care Radio with your host, Brian Ott, on Cairo Radio.